When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of got into it over the weekend with the former mayor, Bill Peduto. It's actually kind of funny. On X, Peduto throwing this crap against the wall that Pittsburgh has the most affordable housing in the world at $250,000. And then he threw up some silly list of what he said were 250 houses at that price or less, and it's not true. And I said, Mayor Peduto, hello. They have to be in nice neighborhoods. They have to be good schools. Silence. Hey, I'm all about Pittsburgh's cheaper. But don't tell me I can buy a nice home in a good neighborhood with good schools for $250,000. Don't tell me that. It's crap. Now, are there fixer-uppers in kind of, sort of, okay, decent neighborhoods with kind of, sort of, okay, decent schools? Yeah. Can you kind of climb out of the kind of, sort of, okay neighborhood and kind of, sort of, decent schools by just doing this as your starter home and doing a hell of a lot of work to it? I guess. But stop this notion that a young couple can buy a house in this town, in a nice area, for $250,000. Stop. With good schools. Stop. It ain't happening. Prove me wrong. I'm here all day. Till 2 anyway. I wish it was true. What's funny is the mayor won't come back on this one because he's afraid. And you tell me, mayor, ain't no house in your neighborhood, sir, at $250,000, nope. All I ask is truth. That's it. For the first time in history, about half of 30-year-olds are living with mom and dad. It ain't cause they love mommy and daddy. All I ask is truth in government and truth in reporting. And because I demand truth, people don't like me. I'm just being honest about this. They also don't like Rich Chupka. Why? Truth to power. To the political leaders who say they run the South Side. To the cops who say they run the South Side. Rich Chupka is a rash. And every time he's on this show, speaking the truth, he irritates them. How do I know this? His council representative went off on Friday about his belief that they've got to raise taxes on every single business owner on the South Side for the South Side to be successful. And the mayor, unofficial mayor of the South Side, Rich Chupka, says, hell no. Right? Right?
Absolutely, Marty.
They hate the truth, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So Bobby Sharland, who won't come on this show, what's he afraid of, Rich?
The truth. And he's hard to find on the streets of East Carson Street at night also. You know, him and the three groups, the Southside Can, Southside Chamber, and Southside Community Council, they sit in their ivory towers, come up with these grand plans financed by the overtaxed taxpayers of Pittsburgh. And there's one word they forget. Results.
His latest idea is the only way he can make the South Side successful is a new tax on guys like you. That's what he's saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've paid taxes, and now, 3 months before the election, Barbara Warwick from Greenfield said we had a $7 million surplus. After the election, she raised our taxes 30%. You know, I mean, they're not telling the truth. They're hiding everything. And they don't like when people tell the truth about it.
Bobby Sharland texted me, successful business districts don't happen by accident. Find me another successful business district that happens organically. In other words, if they can't tax you more, you're going to fail, sir. Do you believe that?
Not at all. I mean, you can't tax your way into prosperity. Bobby doesn't understand that. You know, they sit in these meetings and they think that taxes and singing Kumbaya will solve the problems. The only thing that's going to solve the problems is public safety, is policing properly. You know, we don't need more cops. I mean, politicians with badges. We need actual police down here to do the job.
So your city council representative, rather than coming on the show and I asked him six times, he says, and I quote, Marty, you have no idea what you're talking about. In other words, I said, so now you think I'm ignorant. So this is how he defends his basis for wanting to tax you. He says, if he can't tax you, the South Side fails.
Well, it's not true. We have enough money. We have enough revenue. It's just not being executed properly. You got to let the police do their jobs. Like we've been saying for 7 years, you know, we've had, three mayors, three different nighttime coordinators. And all they want to do is have meetings, hire consultants, take junkets to Dallas and Arizona. And the results are foreign to them.
You know what he says? You know, he says they already do it in Oakland. It works in Oakland. Why can't it work on the South Side? What do you say, Rich? This ain't Oakland.
Yeah, it's not Oakland, and I wouldn't say Oakland's prospering either.
Yes, exactly.
There's not one community in Pittsburgh that's prospering. That's why we've lost 400,000 people in the last five decades, because people vote with their feet. 400,000 people left Pittsburgh because of these stupid policies the last five decades.
He said it's a model that works. Marty, time for you to grow up. So now he says that you and me are childish, immature, and ignorant. Yet, my man, he will not come on this show.
Yeah, well, hey, he was the chief of staff for Bruce Cross. What do you expect?
Oh, my. He will not come on this show. Why is that, Rich?
He's afraid to confront the truth.
He's afraid of the truth.
And you don't see him on East Carson Street at 1 a.m. either.
This plan to tax the rich, feed the poor, till there are no businesses on the South Side no more. And I'm ignorant, and Chupka is too, and we're both morons. That's their marketing plan. We're stupid. Will that work, sir?
Yeah, I mean, Marty, they're so sanctimonious. It's unbelievable. You know, you tell them, like we had two murders on East Carson Street in October last year, in 8 days, two in 8 days. We go to a meeting a week after that, and this guy named Lou gets up, and he says, oh, Southside is doing better. I will walk my dog down the street. I said, Lou, we just had two murders in 8 days. What the hell is getting better? You know, and then you know, once you put out the facts to them, they shut up. And that's why Charlene won't come on your show.
Bobby, come on, Bobby. What are you afraid of? Truth to power, Rich. They hate us, which I love. And I know you do, too.
Me too. I love it.
Getting to the truth. Thanks, my man.
Thank you, Marty.
This forum is set up to where that councilman, Bobby, if he knows more than I do, he needs to come in this, right here in this studio, sit face to face and prove me wrong. Prove to me that taxing business owners is a good idea. Prove that to me. I'll be cool. But he's afraid of me. Why is that?
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I've had the same issue with a couple politicians. I could show you my texts. I asked a Bobby Charlin, I don't know, at least 7 times to come on this show. Instead, he attacks me, says I'm stupid. Says the only way to save the South Side is to tax them. Uh-huh. All right. Oh, man. You know, very few people tell us to screw off. Summerlee's one of them. And I don't know what that is. She just doesn't like this type of media, and that's her choice, I guess. She's very confident and very powerful, and that's good for her. The other, which is rather confounding, is Inamorato. I nicely, kindly, respectfully, honestly, have several times reached out to her press people, and I got nothing. Her press person, who actually, said, I'm an idiot. She didn't say I'm an idiot, but alleged or implied that I'm stupid because I put an H on the end of her name, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, and that offended her. And so that was her reason for not coming on the air. In a text to her in the middle of a show, after I just got out of the hospital, I misspelled her name and she shot me down. Look, I'm cool with all of it. As I said, at one point, in an effort to kind of be nice, I had cookies made of Sarah's face, a couple boxes of them, brought them to her office, sat down and hung out for about an hour with her and her press person. And that was it. They have not been on the air since. I don't want to make this about me. She's not on with Larry. I have not heard her with Michael. I don't hear her with Colin. If he has her, I missed it. And my thing is that we're a pretty damn big platform. And with the social media, we reach a lot of folks. And Sarah Inamorato has some big, 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 big issues. Not her fault. She's going to have to find a way to raise $100 million, I'm serious, for 20 years. Just to fix insane deficit regarding the pension. Already had to raise taxes once. Has massive problems with Schumann. Massive problems with Schumann. And so at the end of the day, she has decided, I guess, that the best thing to do is just keep her ideas and thoughts to herself and a group that more or less uplifts her and supports her. I'm cool with all that. But just so people know, she's afraid to come on this show. And I find that fascinating. We get Democrats on this show. We get Republicans on this show all the time. We get folks that don't like us on this show, folks that do like us. And my thing is, we reach this vast audience of people through social, 15 to 20 million, some months 30 million, and that just benefits Sarah. Seems to me. But I guess she knows better. I tried. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Morty, how's it going?
Good, brother.
I heard you talking to Richie. He's a good person, a good family. He's been on it forever, like my family. I took a ride on Saturday night on the back streets at Carson. They cut you off at 12th Street and kick you up towards Sarah.
They do.
Turned off Sarah Street. All they did was push the younger crowd element back to the residence. I rode from 12th Street and made a left up Sarah. There's young kids in their cars, music playing loud, everything. One cop covered four side blocks. How does one cop cover four side blocks? All they did was push the element off the Carson up into the residential neighborhoods. Now people have to deal with that.
And do you think that taxing these business owners even more is the solution to this madness?
No, absolutely not. It's always about tax. That's what these politicians do. They throw money at the situation. They never nail down and do what actually is needed. More police on there, do what they're actually supposed to. Don't handcuff the police. Let them do what they need to do to get results.
And there's no way that taxing these businesses is going to help them thrive. Just no way. One of my boys, JK, is this the same Southside politician that felt safe walking around on Carson Street with a city police lieutenant and two officers? Then there was a gunfight and he ran. Yes and yes. As soon as they heard gunfire, Bobby ran home, I'm thinking. Some said to hide under his bed. I'm not sure. He won't tell me. Leadership is not raising taxes. They're delusional if they think asking businesses that are already struggling to pay more is the way to fix this Southside. And that I'm ignorant, out of touch, and have no idea what I'm talking about is their fear. He's afraid. Inamorato's afraid. This show is an open platform for anyone with a voice at any time. And they're welcome here at any time.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my favorite people reached out and has had a string of issues involving her health. And we got to help her. And I found a solution to this. And I want to mention that, what she's been through, and also make sure that she knows that we're going to help her out.
Amazing.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Marty. You're going to make me cry now. You're so sweet. I'm so glad you're healthy again, because I was worried about you for a long time.
So let's talk about you. Yeah. Tell us what's happened to you recently, a whole slew of things.
Hasn't been good. May 21st, I fell on a rug. It was a silly little rug. It caught on my ankle, and I fell sideways and broke my hip and my shoulder, and then I had a heart attack.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a mess. So, I mean, the big drama at Shadyside was whether or not to fix my heart first before they fixed anything else. So my cardiologist prevailed and said, fix her hip. And so they fixed my hip. And it's been hell on earth, I'll tell you right now. I have been unable to walk. I've never been unable to take care of myself in my entire life. And I am like, just, you know, I'm learning to walk again.
Wow.
But I'm doing pretty good. It's just I can't live in my house right now because I have stairs. And it's just been a lot. And I haven't been able to make any money to really, you know, help myself maintain my life. So we have a GoFundMe, but it's pretty stalled right now. Everybody's out there looking for help, too.
So this happened by tripping on a carpet?
Yeah, they tell old people not to have those rugs around. And unfortunately, I went to my son's house, and there it was by the front door, and it took me out. Yep. It just slid, and it wrapped around my ankle, and I went down sideways.
Wow.
Yeah, it was terrible. I know. I couldn't stop myself. I tried.
Hold on. So you broke your hip and your shoulder?
And my shoulder. I landed just on my side, you know? Just perfectly. Oh, and I hit my head, too. I can't hear out my left ear.
No.
We're still working on that. Oh, yeah. It's a good time. It's been fun.
and hold on. And then you had a heart attack?
Yep. Next day, I had a heart from the pain. It's the worst pain I've ever had in my life. I thought it was pretty tough, but nope, I'm not.
Whoa.
This has been awful.
So, Lynn, the heart attack was caused by all the pain from the hip and shoulder?
That's what they say, yeah.
Jesus.
So now I have to have, next I have to have a stress test, a chemical stress test, because I can't do a real stress test. And then I'm going to probably need a stent or something like that to keep my heart, you know, going well. He said my heart's strong, but obviously there's something going on, you know, that it would have happened to me like that.
Wow. So, and where are you staying, sweetheart? Good.
I'm staying with my daughter, and it's wonderful. She's got a first floor bathroom and room for me. But, you know, I mean, long term, I can't stay there forever.
No.
I can't. I need to have my own life, too, you know.
And you can't. you can't move around in your house. No way.
No, not really, because I don't have the ability to get upstairs to the bedroom or the bathroom. So it's a real, you know, conundrum.
I want to bring my boy Patrick into this. Is he ready? Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, Patrick, I reached out to our boy Carl DeLacandro from A-Plus Stair Lifts. Patrick, this man is wonderful and has really helped out a lot of folks over the years, like Lynn, has he not?
Oh, one of the most giving souls we've ever come across.
Okay,
Carl's the man.
So Lynn?
Yes, thank
I
you.
Texted him, sweetheart, when I saw your message. I'm getting him your contact info.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. He was away, but he's coming back this afternoon. He will come by your house, and we'll get this stair lift put in. By the way, Patrick, this is pretty easy. His people are so good at this. It doesn't take long at all, does it?
No.
I just got a straight shot up the stairs, too.
What's that?
It's not like,
Lynn?
It's a straight shot up my stairs. It's not like it's curvy or anything. So it's pretty easy. It's like a straight shot. You know, it's like 13 stairs straight up.
And
so that's good.
Carl is so good at this. He volunteers this.
I've heard him, Marty.
All right.
That's why I called you, because I can't afford it.
No. They can be $7,000.
I don't know anybody that can.
And
yeah,
not,
I don't know people that
what's
can.
What's bizarre is they're not covered by insurance, which kind of confounds me to this day.
It's awful. You know, what are old people supposed to do? If they want you to stay in your home, why don't they make it easy for you to stay in your home?
I don't know, sweetheart. We've asked this question for 15 years.
I don't get it.
Yep. All right, so Carl will reach out on this number. We'll get him to your house, and we'll get this stair lift in.
Oh, thank you, Marty. I love you for this.
Wow. But is your heart okay? I mean, what do they got to do there?
Well, they're going to, you know, I have to have the chemical stress test, and then I have to have probably a stent put in. I guess I have some narrowing in my arteries.
But you're okay in that regard, just for now.
He says I am. He says if I feel any worse in any way, to just come to Shadyside to the ER, and he'll meet me there and he'll fix it right away.
All right.
You know? So that's a concern. Everybody's worried about it. But, you know, I'm just, I'm usually a very healthy person.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
All right, sweetheart.
And I sent you my GoFundMe. I don't know if you have any way of pushing it a little bit, but.
All right.
You know.
All right, honey.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
Right,
thank
sweetie.
You, everyone.
All
love
right.
you so much. Bye.
Man, broke her shoulder and her hip, had a heart attack, and is now unable to get around her house. So Carl DeLacandro and I and Patrick have been friends for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. We've put dozens of these in homes. Veterans' homes that couldn't get up their stairs for 7 years. Boom. A veteran that couldn't get down his steps outside, literally was rolling down in the mud. We've put ramps in, we've put stair lifts in, and we're going to do this one. Lynn will get help. Carl will be on this. We'll get this done within a week. And I'd like to get it done within the next few days so she can go back home, because there is no place like home. I want to play this clip from Saturday night. This is Market Square. Listen.
Yeah, there's a group of juveniles down here on 4th Avenue. Somebody set off some kind of explosive device or firework. You get a call.
One more time.
Yeah, there's a group of juveniles down here on 4th Avenue. Somebody set off some kind of explosive device or firework. You get a call.
They're black, the juveniles. Why am I saying this? It's very rare that I mention, and it's just kind of my that I mention the race of the kids involved in these things. And it raises an issue that kind of irritates me, quite frankly. And this is the fallback for these progressive activists who think that all these teens doing all these takeovers are innocent. That had these, and by the way, Sheldon Williams, the public safety director, who's black, has taken immense criticism because he came out and said this is a cultural issue with black kids and their families. That there's this scourge, this plague of violence sweeping across America, and it's black. Look, man, if it's white kids in mass shootings, I lay it out. I'm sorry, but if it's white kids ripping off their neighbors and beating each other up in school and bullying, we lay it out. And I get this note from a woman, who, by the way, seems like a wonderful woman, but this is what irritates me. It's very rare that I ever identify the race of those involved in an incident. And then videos. If I'm sent, and we get sent a lot of videos, we've kind of exposed a lot of drug addiction downtown. They're all white people. They are. I get abused for this, for showing these white folks high downtown. Do I not, sir? No audio. Do we have you?
Yeah, day in, day out.
All day long.
Yep.
I wanted an outside opinion on this because I get this note. And from a woman, I like her. I'm wondering, not one word about every single video of someone doing something downtown, whether they're in this zombie state, whether they're laying on the side, they're white. I get abused. This woman said, why is it you seem like your posts are always geared towards the negative side of minorities? Huh. People of all races are doing things that seem to be lack humanity and human decency. Are you just not a fan of black people? Because we aren't all bad. I never said you were bad. If someone's committing a crime and it's relevant to these teen takeovers and they're black, so be it. If someone's doing something downtown and they're high and they're robbing someone and they're white, so be it. I'm offended that she's offended. Anthony, what is this here? You've been listening to my show since I started. I single out, do I not like black people? I guess is what she's saying, sir.
Well, of course not. You have to tell the truth on an issue. And unfortunately, right now across the country, you have black teens who are involved in these takeovers, which I said they were riots. And that's what they were. But look, again, whoever this woman was, she must not have been listening to our shows in 2020, here in Pittsburgh, the predominantly people who were causing all the problems were little white suburban kids.
They were.
From Antifa.
Yep.
And you pointed that out, too.
All day
they
long.
Were white suburban kids going to jail.
All day long.
Right. So, look, you're very consistent. If it's criminal and all kind of and thievery, you will point it out. It doesn't matter the race. It doesn't matter the stature in life. You're going to point it out. Politicians, bankers.
I got to ask, who's actually become family to me, sitting here to my left, Trevin, I'm dragging you in, kicking and screaming. Well, there's no more honest man in the whole damn building. Is there a tenor or a tone that I don't like? And black people, I sent this to you. It obviously upsets me.
No, and if I may,
yeah.
It's not you specifically.
Yeah.
I'm a black man
yeah.
in America, and I'm not. And I want people to know I'm not vouching for you to make it one way or the other. I've come to know you personally, and we've been cool.
Yeah.
It's the media in general,
yeah,
man.
That's true.
So I understand why she would write something, and I don't know if she heard something before regarding you, maybe, but I don't see it and I don't hear it from you.
And you would, because you sit here for six hours with me every day.
And let me say this, I am very humble, yep. I am very quiet, and I am positive. But if you were to step out over that line while I was here, man to man, I would speak to you.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, just as relevant is your wife's voice, one of the most outspoken black women in Pittsburgh. And I give her the same damn opportunity to say, if there's some tenor or tone that suggests some racist tone, Anthony, I need to fix yes. that. And I don't mind the criticism, but I don't see it. But you know what I mean?
I would tell you myself.
Yeah, you would.
Okay. And I would tell you myself. And we have clashed in the past.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, he and I, we if there's something that I've said or he said, we go at each other. But that's what friends do. And if it were out of bounds, I would say that's a little, tone that down a little bit. Somebody might get misconstrued. But we can't, what they want us to do is ignore the obvious. And we won't do it.
Yeah.
These are unruly black kids who are causing the problems. Plain and simple.
And just said. Like when the idiotic white kids, Antifa, were tearing up American cities. We called them out on it.
Yeah, of course. So, no, you stay who you are. She doesn't like it. She could go down the aisle, and she could hear all the rump-shaking music she wants.
Mm. Anthony, appreciate you, brother. Trevin, truth to power. There's nothing I respect more than his integrity and his ability to stay calm in the middle of this madness. And sometimes, well, man, the show is madness. We're right back.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.